Kenosha's mayor has announced the goals of a community improvement plan following last month's officer-involved shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake, and the unrest that followed. Mayor John Antaramian says the next big step in what he calls a commit-to-action roadmap will be 4 community listening sessions starting this coming Sunday. However, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports, some activists in Kenosha hope they're not being left out.
Mayor Antaramian says he worked with local faith leaders and the U.S. Justice Department on the basic points of the roadmap. He says it should come up with effective strategies for dealing with systemic racism. He also wants changes in police-community relations, criminal justice, employment, and education. And one more topic Antaramian added at a news conference yesterday, saying the subject was off script. He says Kenosha needs better mental health care facilities.
I believe so strongly that that is an issue that if we don't deal with, we're still going to have numerous issues within our community.
But Antaramian says the roadmap needs a lot of public input. So he's urging city residents to attend in person or online the community listening sessions that start in 5 days or on September 20th.
It will not work if city government says we're going to do this. It will not work if county government says, well, we're going to do this. If we are not listening to what the people have to say, we are doomed to fail.
Antaramian says Ken Bergeron, an experienced community relations specialist with the U.S. Justice Department, is helping set up the sessions and will lead them. Several members of the Kenosha Common Council stood with Antaramian at his event inside the city's Civil War Museum. So did a few local black clergy members. Pastor Roy Peoples of Turning Point Life Church says there has to be healing.
And we're here to unify and heal the inequalities that's in our community, injustice that we have seen, and lack of opportunities that is in Kenosha.
But waiting outside the news conference were about a dozen Black Lives Matter activists who had read the city was announcing the Commit to Action roadmap. Business owner Alvin Owens told Antaramian that more people should have been invited to speak.
When you have these open community press conferences and meetings, mm-hmm. can it be a different variety of all of us? Because the same people, if they're going to the table, like we don't know some of the ministers who haven't reached outside beyond their church.
Antaramian replied that the news conference was just laying out how the city is moving forward. After the exchange, Owens told reporters that he was speaking only for himself, yet believes the activists have a common goal.
We're all Kenosha citizens, and we want to make sure that there's effective change and that there's justice coming to the table, and we want answers.
Mayor Antaramian says after the listening sessions are finished about a month from now, the public's recommendations will go to committees that the mayor says will have diverse representation. Some ideas may go into the next city budget, scheduled for passage in early December. The mayor says he's already including in his budget proposal a plan to have body cameras for Kenosha police by next year instead of 2022. Ultimately, Antaramian, who's been Kenosha's mayor for 20 years over 2 periods in office, says the success or failure of the roadmap will be at his doorstep.
Down the road, it's going to be my responsibility to make sure that we changed. And with the support of the council, we will do that. With support of the people, we will do that.
Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.